A lid has been lifted on the world of espionage. A confirmation that the US Central Intelligence Agency has in the past used vaccine programs as cover for spying activities. Now, the confirmation came in the form of a letter from a White House aide sent to public health schools in the US and abroad. That letter stated that the CIA director had undertaken to make no operational use of vaccination programs or of their workers. The CIA has also promised not to make use of DNA obtained through such programs. You may recall that the vaccination program was used in Pakistan as a cover by CIA agents trying to track down Osama bin Laden vaccinations given, little bits of blood taken with those vaccinations, that blood analysed. Joining me now to talk about the CIA admission is Mike Toole. He's Professor of International Health at Monash University. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Now, the claims that the CIA had used vaccine programs to try and gather information about Osama bin Laden, these were first reported by the Guardian newspaper a few years back. How did you react then to this, the news of those programs?
I think everyone in public health was very angry at that. Perhaps we weren't that surprised. But last year, I was a signatory to the letter to President Obama, along with, I think, 9 deans of schools of public health in the US, requesting that this sort of action be never taken again, because it really sets a very bad precedent. It betrays the trust of people in public health programs. And I welcome the announcement today that this will not happen again.
So was that letter from the White House a response to the campaign that you and other...
It was, yes. It was directed to the signatories of that letter. I'm not sure what impact it'll have on the ground, because, you know, to be truthful, the ban on vaccination in areas of Pakistan controlled by the Taliban is not just a response to that issue.
This is where this becomes a significant public health issue, because we have, as you say, bans within Pakistan by the Taliban on vaccination. This is this issue in part of trust in that process, which would appear to have been breached.
It was. I think probably a bigger issue is the drone attacks in that part of Pakistan. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was a year after the CIA, fake vaccination, that the Taliban imposed a ban on vaccination, and that was probably directly a result of 5 really serious drone attacks in the course of a week. Now, I think it's spurious to connect drone attacks with child vaccination programs. But, people like the Pakistan Taliban are really hard-nosed, and this is a tactical effort to basically put it hostage the international health community.
Well, what is the logic there of keeping thousands of children away from vaccination, in particular polio? And we're now seeing an increase in new polio cases in Pakistan.
Yeah, well, there's about 350,000 children in areas of what's called FATAH, the federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan, that haven't been vaccinated for more than 3 years. So not surprisingly, there's been a spike in polio cases this year. There's been 66 kids paralyzed so far this year, compared with 14 last year. And this is directly related to the ban on vaccination.
And how long does it take before the possibility for infection outside of those regional areas, before it broadens geographically?
Well, Pakistan has a history of exporting the virus. You know, Pakistani merchants and traders travel all over the world. So last year, a virus was detected in Cairo. Not in a person, but in the environment that came from Pakistan. It then re-emerged in Israel. It affected hundreds and hundreds of kids in Israel. None of them were paralyzed because they were vaccinated. And then it emerged in Syria. And there have been more than 40 cases in Syria. So all those outbreaks have been sourced to Pakistan. So it is a threat. I don't know if you realize, but the last case of polio in Australia was a Pakistani student in Melbourne about 5 years ago.
Right. Now, you say it's more complicated, but will that letter from the White House do anything to get those Taliban bans on vaccinations lifted?
Look, I don't think it'll affect the hardest line leaders of the Taliban, but you know, there's a gradient of attitudes. I think I understand that there are clerics, Islamic clerics in those areas that are more open to a reasonable approach, and you know, their kids are threatened by this disease. I don't think we can expect any change of attitude by the leader of the Taliban. But what's important is that community leaders, teachers, local mullahs are aware that this is not a Western plot. This is something that's strongly supported by the highest level of Islamic leaders throughout the Islamic world. So I think, you know, it's really a battle of messages. There was a recent Harvard study in those areas, in what's called North and South Waziristan, that found that actually about 70% of parents were afraid that their kids would get polio and that they supported vaccination. But about half of them also had heard rumours about the vaccine, you know, that it causes AIDS or it makes the girls infertile. And about a third of them believe those rumours.
What an invidious position for those parents to be in. Let's hope that this delivers some certainty in a rather complex and awkward business. Mike Toole, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan.
Mike Toole, he's Professor of International Health at Burnett Institute. He's also a board member of the Global Polio Eradication Initiative.